Enjoy. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. You are tuned into Something About the Women. I'm your guest host. My name is Ryan D. I'm so very happy to be here with you, guest hosting for the 10th time. So honored to be a part of the Something About the Women team. They keep asking me back, and I'll keep coming back. I got a great show for you. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, whenever you are listening. It's a pleasure to have your company. In the background here, you are hearing the musical stylings of jazz legend Melba Liston. The track is called You Don't Say, recorded back in 1958. All right. I'm ready to get this show started. Happy Saturday to all of you. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend so far. Let's get Something About the Women started. Kicking it off with a favorite of both mine and Kirsten. I am filling in for the wonderful Kirsten, my dear friend. We are both big fans of Cat Power. So we're going to kick off the show with a little Cat Power. Enjoy.
Look, I got high. Had to tell you. just another schoolboy, but then I was a liar. Just what you thought? Did you hold me just a little too tight? Where were the tears in your eyes? Just what you thought.
That is Alison Russell right there. So, so very good. The Runner, name of that one. It's off the outstanding debut solo album, Outside Child, from the Our Native Daughters member, released May of 2021 on Fantasy Records. Up out of that, you heard Madeline Kenny. Cut the Reel, great one off the Oakley musician's third album, Sucker's Lunch, released back in July of 2020. Mitski, doing Should Have Been Me, that's off her sixth album, Laurel Hell, that was released this past February. Erin Ray, doing True Love's Face, first single off of the Nashville musician's latest album, Lighten Up, that was also released this past May. And kicking off Something About the Women as well as that set, Cat Power, White Mustang, that Lana Del Rey cover, appears on Cat Power's brand new album of covers, appropriately titled Covers. I'm Ryan D. I'm the guest host for Something About the Women. Big thanks to Kirsten, Sue, and Jane for always having me back. They're the best. I'm going to get back into it. This is request from Kristen. This is a band located right here in our area in Somerville, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. Band is called West of Willow, and they have a brand new album out right now. It's called Lost City. I'm going to play you a couple from this new album right here. WMFO, Something About the Women.
I've been the old hotel. built this all for someone else. Live our lives in a lower
That is the excellent Lydia Lovelace right there off of her latest album. It's called Daughter. You just heard a track called Love Is Not Enough. Lydia calls Columbus, Ohio home, and Daughter is her fifth album. It's out on her own label, Honey, You're Gonna Be Late Records. Up ahead of that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Talking to Myself. Fantastic single off of their third full-length album. Night Roamer was released February of this year. Lily Hyatt doing P-Town. Great single from her fourth record, Walking Proof. That was released March of 2020. It was one of my top albums of that year, as a matter of fact. And two from West of Willow. Lost City, West of Willow, a great four-piece based in our area, in Somerville, as a matter of fact. I mean, that tune is off of their brand new album, Lost City. And West of Willow, like I said, two, going out to Kirsten, Up in the Old Hotel, which is off of, again, Lost City, brand new album from West of Willow. I do hope that you are enjoying the show. I'm going to get back into it. We're going to do a little set here for one of my favorite supergroups, and that is the High Women. High Women features Natalie Hemby, Brandi Carlile, Marin Morris, and Amanda Shires, and lots of special guests here and there, including Yola and Sheryl Crow. But I'm going to kick this off here with great stuff from Natalie Hemby's latest album. It's her sophomore album. It's called Pins and Needles, and this is the title track from my High Women set here on Something About the Women.
driving, so slowly.
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. I was a high woman and a mother from my youth. For my children I did what I had to do. My family left Honduras when they killed the Sandinistas. We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico. Every one of them except for me survived, and I am still alive. I was a healer, I was gifted as a girl. I laid hands upon the world. Someone saw me sleeping naked in the noon sun. I heard a witchcraft in the whispers, and I knew my time had come. The bastards hung me at the Salem gallows hill, but I am living still.
I was a freedom rider when we thought the South had won. Virginia in the spring of 61. I sat down on the Greyhound that was bound for Mississippi. My mother asked me if that ride was worth my life. And when the shots rang out, I never heard the sound, but I am still around.
I'll take that ride again and again and again.
In the winter I heard the hounds and I knew I had been found. And in my Savior's name I laid my weapons down, but I am still around.
We're the high women, we sing a story still untold. We carry the sons you can only hold. We are the daughters of the silent generations. You send our hearts to die alone in foreign nations. They may return to us as tiny drops of rain, but we will still remain. And we'll come back again.
I do love that band, Something Fierce. That is High Women right there. Great track called High Women. lead song off the supergroup's self-titled debut album, released September 2019. It features honorary high woman Yola on vocals in one of the tracks there. Excuse me. Amanda Shire's up into that. Take on the Dark, and that's from her eighth solo album, To the Sunset, released back in 2018. Maren Morris doing Circles Around This Town, lead single off of her third major label studio album. It's called Humble Quest. It was released a few weeks back on March 25th. Brandi Carlile up out of that. You and Me on the Rock. That great single features Lucius and is taken off of her new album, In These Silent Days, released October 1st of 2021. And kicking off the High Women set with Natalie Hemby, Pins and Needles, title track off of her sophomore album, which was released a week later, October 8th, 2021. I can hear myself here in these headphones, and I'm not feeling too well, but it does give me this extra gravelly radio voice, which I really do appreciate. I'm Ryan D. This is Something About the Women, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. Recording this here in my home studio because of what I had said previously, not feeling too well. But even though I can't be doing this actually in the studio, it is so awesome to be back with the Something About the Women gang for the 10th time guest hosting a show. Again, it's always an honor to do this. Going to get back into it, kick off the second hour with some great music from area musician Allie McGurk. She is a fantastic musician, and everything that she has put out is just so stellar. And I'm going to play you one of her latest.